You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales residents will be able to travel across the state for holidays in less than a fortnight under a relaxation of COVID-19 travel restrictions. Premier Gladys Berejiklian announced recreational regional travel within the state will be allowed again from the 1st of June. Under the current New South Wales public health orders, regional travel for holidays is banned. Ms Berejiklian says people wanting to venture out should plan ahead.
Whilst we're easing restrictions, we want people to enjoy the extra freedom they have. However, it does mean you have to think ahead and plan ahead and accept that nothing we did before the pandemic will be quite the same during the pandemic. So whilst it's good news, please treat the good news with caution, be extra organised, plan ahead, book ahead, do things online.
Queensland's Chief Medical Officer says border closures were an extremely important measure for the state to control the spread of coronavirus. Tourism lobby groups are among those calling for the borders to reopen in time for the school holidays, but Queensland has indicated that probably won't be happening until at least September. There's been one new positive case detected in a returned traveller. Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says a woman in her 70s who returned from India via Singapore 2 months ago tested positive after developing mild respiratory symptoms.
We're not sure whether that is a persistent case or whether she's acquired it here. We think it most likely that she acquired the case in India, but we'll now have to do a lot of work to work through that, some additional testing, and also we'll have to talk to her and look at contact tracing. So all that work has started.
On the opening of borders, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer Paul Kelly says he respects the decisions made by the states and territories to protect their own populations by imposing travel restrictions.
If we look at the situation now, several of those states and territories have not had any cases for the last few days. Indeed, the Northern Territory has not had a case for many weeks. And so they will need to make their own decisions on that basis. There are still some cases, mostly in quarantine in Melbourne and Sydney. From a medical point of view, I can't see why the borders are still closed, but as I said, that's for the states and territories themselves to decide when that timing is right for them.
South Australian Premier Stephen Marshall has announced restrictions will be eased earlier in the state than originally planned. From Friday, the limit on people dining inside cafes and restaurants will be increased to 10, and alcohol can also be served. The state will then move to stage 2, 3 days earlier than scheduled, on the 5th of June. This will increase the number of people who can be served and also allow cinemas and theatres to reopen. But Mr Marshall has warned tighter restrictions will be put back in place if needed.
We have got to get the balance right. We've got to do everything we can to get people back to work, but we've got to do it in a way that is not going to send us backwards in South Australia. We have done such a good job on the health side that we don't want to go backwards.
Victoria has recorded 8 new coronavirus cases overnight. One of the new cases is linked to the Cedar Meats cluster, which has now confirmed 103 cases. 2 healthcare workers at Kyabram Health Service in northern Victoria have also tested positive. But Deputy Chief Health Officer Annelise van Diemen says no new cases have been discovered at Melbourne aged homes.
We've had 2 positive cases in healthcare workers who work at the Kyabram District Health Service. Happily, neither of those cases have been at work during their infectious period. We understand at this point in time that neither there have been no close contacts in patients of the health service or residents of the aged care facility that is associated with the health service.
International students could head back to Australia within months if universities come up with plans for how they can be safely quarantined and cleared of coronavirus. The higher education sector has been hit hard by a drop in international students as the coronavirus led to border closures. The government's early move to stop people coming from China was especially damaging, with that country the largest source of international students to China. Health Minister Greg Hunt says universities should put forward suggestions about how they could bring international students back to campuses.
We are welcoming of proposals for universities, subject to it being at the same time as their general student populations, to look at means of bringing back through supervised, stringent quarantine international students. That's something that both state and federal governments would be willing to consider.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.